everything and anything. Honestly, I get inspired by conversation, by just observing, witness, and other people's strength that they don't even recognize they have, you know? Definitely, I take a lot of, I have a lot of admiration and inspiration with women. I feel like, as a gender, like, we, this is sad, like, I tell my friend, and they, like, it's a shock value for them. I feel like, yes, trans this, trans equal right. I'm not not discrediting it or devaluing it. Like, trans equal right, trans this, trans. I was like, y'all realize women been fighting for the same fucking shit for centuries and decades. And they're still fighting. Look at the shit that, there's bills that's going to pass to control the reproductive. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's the bigger picture. That's the shit that we need to fight for more. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that trans is not. But I'm saying, like, You want this, but the minute, like, how much are we helping our sister? We're not doing hardly anything. You get what I'm saying? But yet we want to be, like, I need to be accepted. Like, you look in that fucking mirror. You accept yourself. That's all that fucking matters. You don't need the world to accept you. So stop making excuses and stop putting this shit on other people. This is why I can't. It's so hard for me to connect with the trans community because I'm so direct. And so, and they don't want to hear that shit. They want to, you know, trans to be victimized, trans, and then, like, we, not to every story, I don't want to choose, the, like, I choose my battle, I don't want to fight over stupid shit, no, you know, so, I get a lot of my strength and admiration from women, a lot of it, like, even when me transition, like, my goal is, like, how can I, every woman that show me strength, power, compassion, I take a little bit of that. A lot of who I am is my mom. The boss mode of who I am is from actually my old boss in Florida. She was married to a famous Vietnamese songwriter, and they built empire in their name, but she was smart enough to invest her money and did what's right to open seven salon, nail salon, in the state of Orlando when we as a Vietnamese community have not, you know, it's a big, I mean, to open and to franchise, to build an empire of it. And all she did was just knowing her worth and went, and to me, I remember this, and I still to today, I remember this. I was a manager for one of the spa. I was new to the team. I was a manager. We went to a meeting in Panera Bread. And I walked in, and I was sitting in a car. She walked in first, and I'm walking in my suit. I didn't transition yet. I was 23 at the time. And in my mind, I remember the exact moment. I told myself, when I become the woman I am, when I walk into a place, I want to walk in with that much power. I want to walk in with that much confidence. And I told her that 2 years after my transition when I saw her out, because I, you know, quit the job and everything. And I told her, like, she was one of the big, she was like, she told me, she's like, from day one when I met you, I knew you was a strong force to mess with. It just like, but she said, but just to see you in your shell now, because she said before, I saw a little boy trying to cry out, but at the same time, a very strong, confident, work little boy. But now seeing you in your full element and your, she said, I see your strength. I see your power. I see you. And to watch someone that mentor you say that to you, and without having conversation, anything open like that, but just know that we have that observation and then the respect, like, that's just another fire under my ass. It's like, everything that you dream of, you can do it. Just work hard and push at it, you know?